This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
You. Do you know that bad girls go to hell?
Broadcasting live from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Show number 10.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, Stubbs.
Hey, Eric. Hey.
Tonight,
hey.
Free joints in Boulder.
Yeah.
A gunshot wound or a period.
Whoa.
And masturbation around the world.
All day, every day.
A gunshot wound or a period? You're talking about punctuation there?
We'll soon find out. Hey, guys, what are you up to? Show number 10. Yeah!
Hey, number 10.
Good.
My name's Dustin.
I'm Seth.
I'm Stubbs.
Are we going to be out of control of the show the entire time?
Probably, because we started this out of control.
Eric's mic's not even plugged in.
Eric doesn't have a mic. We have no guest.
Eric,
he's just
your
sitting
name.
In.
Yell.
He can clap.
Well, Eric's here, too.
Don't clap.
Somebody invited Eric.
We have a live studio audience tonight.
One person.
Yay!
Which is one too many. All right.
Yeah. All right, guys. So what are y'all been up to?
Hold on real quick. Huh? That song is pretty cool. I like that song. Who is
that? A good band.
Well, that would be Steadfast, Finding the Back Door to Heaven.
Is that what it's called?
No.
It's Class Of.
Class correct? Of.
And that was the song we opened with on show number one.
Yeah. So we're repeating?
We're repeating because it wasn't until show number three that we played the song at the end of the show.
Oh, so we're getting it in so everyone can.
We're going to get it in because this is kind of a landmark show. We've made it 10 shows without killing each other.
We should do a shot.
Or a guest yet.
Well, we have fought a lot. We had to actually pause the show a few times and actually throw some punches and then start the show back up. And that's why it's like sometimes it goes to complete dead air shit. And we're going, because we're staring at each other still going, I'm going to fucking punch you in the fucking.
It's the miracle of technology and splicing and everything.
Yep.
We have fought quite a bit on this show. This animosity is not bullshit. This is real. We hate each other.
This is real deal. Fuck you, fuck stick.
Holy feel.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So, enough with the bad times. How about the good times? What do y'all do this weekend? Anything? Or this week? It's been a week. But the weekend's all that matters.
I've done so much, dude. I don't even talk about any of it.
What'd you do, Matt?
I had the kids.
Oh.
So we.
Did you go to Putt-Putt?
No putt-putt trips. No, we just hung at the house. Had a good time.
Mood lighting.
Yeah, yep. It was too bright in here.
Had a good time.
And that was it?
Yeah.
Did you watch some kid movies?
No. They did. I didn't.
Did you get the kids caught up on Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
One more week.
Yep.
Well, I went to the bar a few times.
Did you?
Yeah. And I went to a few baseball games.
Did you?
Yeah, that's. I want to go to a baseball game one time and not be the loud douchebag nozzle that's the loudest piece of shit in the entire crowd.
It'll never happen.
That's what I always.
That'll never
I'm
happen.
Always that guy.
Because you have to not drink. And when you go to a baseball game, you have to drink.
It's kind of like mandatory.
Last night we were in section 206. That's the section Santa sits in normally and passes out candy to all the kids.
The second I walked in, he pissed off Santa. The second I walk in, I see Santa putting on
just
his hat,
totally
getting his candy
Who
ready.
Who all went to that?
It was Eric, Chrissy, me, Seth, and then Tim and Whitney, my sister and brother-in-law, were
Because I saw everybody posted the same pictures in the same area.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
About midway through the game.
Because the place is sold out, but no one showed up.
It was
Everyone
the Astros
just didn't give a shit.
On a Monday, and there's no chance we're going to make the playoffs. So that place
was
a
game
empty.
And a half out of the wild card now,
yeah.
aren't we?
Yeah.
They announced it being 33,000.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there was
bullshit.
18
maybe.
There.
The worst thing
that could have happened for our crowd, too, was the Cowboys win another game. And they did.
Yeah.
And you were there.
Well, what else you do? You do anything, Seth?
No, Dustin, go. You're good.
My weekend was out of control from beginning to end. All over the freaking place.
He's headed to rehab.
I'm seriously, y'all are making me go to rehab. That's all there is to it.
Did y'all start drinking more once you started this show 10 weeks ago?
I said that last week.
I started drinking a lot more.
I've started drinking a lot more.
And I already drink way too much.
Did you? I already feel my body's pH being all jacked up.
Did you bring that up during the show last week? Had that you've been to the bar 8 weeks in a row? Said, yeah.
Let's make that
nine.
Well, it was nine last week, so
now it's 10.
It's 10 weeks in a row.
So you have the tradition continues.
It continues. I mean, I used to throw in a break here and there, but it's not. I need to clarify because it's not just go to the bar one night. It's go to the bar two or three nights, or at least swing by there for 10-15 minutes.
But
for 10 weeks,
when you go to the bar, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna have a couple beers and maybe a shot. It's we're gonna have 14 shots and maybe 3 beers.
I don't know what just like is causing that, but every time we go to the bar together now, it's oh, here's a shot, here's a shot.
Generic. It's out of control. Bar, that's all I know.
What was that?
It is out of
control. What was that?
Insert generic bar story.
We have a lot of those.
No, we have a ton of those.
Yeah. So Friday night, Thursday night, my sister-in-law flies in, surprises my wife. I was supposed to pick her up around 5 in the afternoon. Well, it stormed like crazy here, and her plane landed at 12:30 at night.
It was dropping.
Oh,
some
that
balls.
Was the that was the flood festival we had.
Monsoon.
Yeah.
Her flight. I was watching on Flight Tracker on my phone. It like made pretzels for a while, and then finally landed in Abilene.
That rain actually started early and ended late too. Like they said, oh, it's not going to start till the next day, and then it started
the
night up. Like the night they reported it was going to happen, the next day it started that night. Like what happened? I thought we had some.
It was dropping balls from like 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock the next day. It was like 24 hours.
If I was a weatherman in the DFW area, I would just be honest. I would be like, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
We don't fucking get it. We don't fucking get the
weather. Obviously, we don't get it here.
We don't get it.
We don't get it.
We don't.
Because they come out with these.
We need a Troy Duncan back.
We should keep up with weathermen, who gets it right and who gets it wrong.
That's the only job you can have and get wrong every day and still have a fucking job.
And still have a job, yep. What we should do is news companies should start executing the weathermen when they get it wrong. That'd make it interesting.
That would make it interesting. So I pick her ass up, come home. We end up staying up till.
I have so many wrong things to say real quick. I was going to go Kenyon Mall real quick on it.
No.
Oh,
God.
No.
God. Can we not have a fucking emergency break?
We may talk about that in a little bit.
If every show. If it's not Nazi. If it's not.
Just. I'm Mel Gibson. What's up?
Nazi's funny. That Kenyon Mall bullshit isn't.
No, I know it's not funny. That's why I didn't say it. Go, Dustin. So you picked her up.
Picked her up. We stayed up till 3, 4. I rolled into work.
Wait, 3 or 4 on Thursday night? And then you went to work Friday morning?
And then as soon as I got off work, I went to...
You were drunk, weren't you? You son of a bitch.
I went to Depeche Mode.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Starplex.
Yeah, nice.
Went and saw Depeche Mode.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Depeche Mode.
Yeah. Nice.
How was that?
It was good. I think their last tour was better. But this was good. It was fun.
I've never seen Depeche Mode.
It was good. Then I have a question because after Depeche Mode, we made our ways back. We made our way back to this side of town, and no one serves food after 11 p.m.
Not in Tarrant County.
Oh, is that not right?
Fuck you. Fuck you in Tarrant County.
Yeah.
You cannot get food after, like, 10
unless
o'clock.
Unless it's a Greasy Spoon.
Unless you go to Waffle House or...
Or Waffle House or
there
IHOP.
There you go. Greasy Spoon.
Disgusting. Isn't that ridiculous?
We went to the Londoner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Over in Colleyville.
Yeah, we walked in there and they were like... We roll in at...
Hold on real quick. Isn't that a place we used to play? It used to be called something else. Mm-hmm. We played that place. Mm-hmm. It was called O'Reilly's or some shit. Or not O'Reilly's.
I don't remember.
It was some Irish
the new
bar.
The Victorian.
That's when What's-His-Face got into a huge mosh pit and beat the fuck out of everybody.
I think we were all covered in blood after that show.
Good night, Mike.
We all beat the fuck out of each other. It was awesome.
Yeah, we played. It's cool now. The inside's all nice. It's like
I hope so. That place is a shithole.
It's like a badass pub, but no food. So driving around trying to find more food, gave up, came home, hung out, drank some more.
No.
Got up Saturday. And I don't remember what I did. But Saturday night, went to the Neon Splash.
Oh, fun run thing?
Fun run thing over by the ballpark where they, all the girls went over there and ran through it. I shot photos, and basically you run around and they spray you with glow-in-the-dark paint.
Was it a 5K?
You run through black lights.
Yes, sir.
5K and at the end, at the end, there's a giant black light area.
And y'all just start...
And it's rave till dawn, because it is, yeah. Which, after about 400 or 500, I kid you not, there was probably 10,000 people there running it. After about 4 or 5 people came through, they played the Cupid Shuffle.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And they did it.
They're in the middle.
God damn it. Get in the fucking truck, girls. We're out of here.
They're still like halfway through the race.
No, get yeah,
the
they weren't done.
Out. Where are you, girls?
God,
I'm picking
damn
them up. Fucking
yeah.
Cupid Both. Shuffle.
Me and Tim just looked at each other going, what the hell?
Has Tim listened to the show?
I'm not 100% sure.
His wife does. That's all that matters.
So I think that's...
She's the cool one anyway.
Maybe he...
Definitely.
She's supposed to be here producing our show tonight.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I don't know.
Would you?
Fucking bitch. No. Fuck you, Whitney.
If you had a professional career, would you do it?
If I lived in New York, would I be here in tech? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Producing this piece of shit? No, yeah. I wouldn't. No.
So afterwards, after the race, we went to Bone Daddy's, and all of us had drinks that were on fire.
Bone Daddy's. Hell yeah.
That's all I remember from the rest of that.
That's like come that place. On, get your pole on.
That place is a bunch of naked chicks walking around serving you food that's pretty decent.
Sunday morning, I went to the game.
Kind of like Twin Peaks.
Now, here I want to have Hooters. A giant talk.
No, but they're
all
naked.
The other ones.
They're
Has anybody been to a NFL game?
Yes, I have.
At the new stadium?
I have.
Well, yes. Yes, I have,
I've been to two.
I've been there for other games. I've been there for concerts. I hadn't been to an NFL game yet.
I've been to two.
This was my first one.
This is like the 15th time you've been there, the first time for its actual purpose.
For the Cowboys actually playing there.
Okay.
It's no Texas Stadium, I'll tell you that right off the bat.
It's like a shopping mall with a football stadium in it.
It's beautiful outside. It's... High 70s.
I didn't understand.
Sunday
beautiful,
morning.
Just beautiful. Awesome.
Not a cloud in the sky. Perfect. No wind.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, let's
day.
Leave the motherfucker sealed up.
Really? They closed it up?
Yeah.
Air conditioner.
Let's not open it up. Everything that was sent out said, we're going to open the roof.
God damn it.
I guess the mice that run the wheel to get it open were...
It takes... I think it takes an hour and 45 minutes to open that fucking roof up.
I thought it's 15.
Yeah.
I really thought it was like an hour and a half.
No.
45.
Well, we might need to research this.
45 minutes.
If my sister was here, she'd research it. Eric, you're sitting over there. Figure it out.
Hey, fucking look shit up for us.
So.
But they also have to call it before the game starts for conditions that
happen. It was called on Saturday night.
Okay, well, fucking they should have it open because then that's cheating. Oh, I'm fucking pissed. That's what the fucking... Cowboys won. They cheated.
So presentation there is over the top.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
I insane. Had that much of pregame presentation and them running out, it's even more than Texas Stadium. I don't understand how they lose every game. How they're not completely jacked balls going nuts.
Because it's over. If it's overload. It's sensory overload.
Okay, I have a question.
But it's
did
amazing.
You notice?
It's just sensory overload.
Did you notice all the cheerleaders on the field? They have like more than normal. And then they have the stripper poles.
Yeah, what do you think about
stadium?
That?
Well, I'd seen that before.
Now,
stripper poles.
You know good teams?
Those are the backup cheerleaders.
Good
with
teams?
The drummers? Do they still have the drummers by the girls dancing? The
up there, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
So stupid.
Okay, good teams don't have cheerleaders at all on the field, much less on fucking poles through the fucking arena.
Name a team that doesn't have cheerleader.
Yeah.
Patriots? Giants?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
The Giants.
They don't allow them. They go, you can't... They can have cheerleaders. Like, they can, like... Do like calendars and stuff, but they can't be on the fucking field. They don't allow it. It's like
now that you mention
the
distraction,
field,
fuck
they
off.
There's
others
the
like
corners.
I think it's like Bears.
Now that you mention it, I can't
look it up.
I can't
fuck you
say
guys.
That I've ever seen a Giants cheerleader.
I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Look not that on the up field. Too, Eric.
They may not be on the field, but they're around there.
They're not.
They're in the
they're
building.
Not taken away from the game.
Y'all gonna fight?
I they could be
might.
In a concrete.
Okay, here's
they
the
may
thing.
Be standing on the
there's
dugouts.
There's no reason. There's no fucking reason for cheerleaders, and there's no fucking reason for silent
did you know
reporters.
That, did you know the only NFL team that has a band that plays is the Washington Redskins? That have an actual band. Did you know? Did you know, Dustin? I can't see you, but did you know?
I did not know that. But back to Seth's comment. There is a reason that there are cheerleaders needed, especially at the stadium. are at the Cowboy Stadium, because when they zoom in on their tits, their cleavage is about three stories tall on that screen.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's freaking ridiculous.
Get over here.
God, it'd be nice just to take a rest in that. Just take a nap right there.
Oh. And a three-story piece of cleavage?
Yeah. Just get all snuggly.
Okay, so presentation's cool. Fireworks indoors. Kind of uneasy.
Fireworks indoors.
Very uneasy. I mean, it
gave
just,
you poo-poo feeling?
I kept thinking, shit. Great white.
This
is going to
turn south.
Oh, my God.
Great
white.
Oh, my God.
It'd be the biggest great white
I can't
ever.
Bring up Kenya, but you can bring up fucking great white. More people died in great white than Kenya, motherfucker. What's up?
Don't think so, sir.
Like 68 people died at great white.
I thought
in
it
the
was
fire.
Like over 100.
128. I was going to say that, but I was like, Kenya. I was being nice. Well, Kenya, how many people died? 60?
So, well, no, 60? It's more now. Because it got worse today.
I think what made him mad
is... they fucking broke it up.
I thought they did.
Well, God. Seth, I think what made him mad is during the pre-show you just said, but they're just Africans, like that.
I never said that. Holy shit.
I think that's what pissed him off.
I never said it.
And plus...
I love black people.
You haven't been to
How
Africa.
Is that racist?
Seth.
I haven't been to Africa. You're right.
Okay. So, what I don't like about a Cowboy game...
There you go, fuck it.
Thanks for catching up with the now and playing
I just
us some
went,
music.
Oh, I'm out. Wait, I should be doing something. Probably push a fucking button. How about that?
That stadium, I always thought it was a bunch of BS. College games,
it's loud.
It's ridiculous. That place is dead during plays.
That is not the Cowboys' fault,
plays.
Though. That is the Cowboys
Isn't
fan.
It?
That is the, you go to a bar and you can say, Cowboy, let's go Cowboys, and then after that say anything you fucking want, because all is right with the world.
Okay, I
in
have
their
a,
eyes because you said, "Come on." Cowboys.
I have a couple things about this. I think it's people that are the wild, crazy fan can't afford to go to the fucking game.
No, yeah. They can't
because it's $75 to go to get one ticket.
Up
you're gonna
top.
Buy two or
and then
three,
$70
and then you're
to
up
park.
Fucking top, like nosebleed section, and then it's fucking $60-$50 to park.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking
and
about $100. You're
seven,
just to get
bucks.
A ticket and to park. You're over $100, like $125 just for those two things. Then you have a good time and get out of control. Fuck you. You're not doing it. And the people that can afford that are not going to jump up and cheer and scream and be an asshole like you need to be at a football game.
No purse. No bags.
You can't rent a fucking person.
And then and you can't bring any nuts. Like, I tried to take pistachios
like
in the last
physical?
Game I went to.
Oh.
No, sir. Dump those out, please,
we
sir.
We can walk in with our Starbucks. They
made
us.
You pour it out?
Made us pour it out and throw it away.
Is this loud?
You can bring it down a little
seems
bit if you want.
It's loud to me.
Our beer is $7 or $9 there? I can't remember.
Depends what size you get.
I drank the red
the regular
cider
one.
The whole time. That's all I drank.
Red,
had
okay,
red.
That's $9 then.
Oh, our bar has that now. Texas Billiards has that now.
$8.50.
That,
in a can. They give you
not
the
bad
can.
Either.
That red cider is fucking delicious.
Yeah, we have that
so
now.
So good. What is this?
So, my question is...
I named two of them.
Why can they?
I named three of them.
Give you the cans to drink out of at AT&T Land, but every other stadium in the world and concert venue will not give you a can. They have to pour it in a cup.
They give you that aluminum. They take the top off it for you, and like also like Miller Lite, they have the plastic bottles. They take that lid off for you, and then they give it to you. So
that
it's
still
throw
turn
it.
Into a projectile.
Yeah, but if you throw it, it's still gonna like leave.
Hey. Not to change the subject a little bit, but have y'all seen the cups out at the ballpark in Arlington that fill from the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
Are
those
are pretty
cool. Those things are awesome. They put them down and it jacks it up. Okay,
and
real quick.
How many times did you poke a hole in the bottom and went,
we looked this up real quick. Eric looked it up for us.
Yeah.
NFL teams that do not have cheerleaders.
Here we go.
Chicago Bears. Cleveland Browns.
The Bears.
Detroit Lions.
Would you want
Green Bay Packers.
Cheerleader
New York
Cleveland?
Giants.
Any of these.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Any
I was wrong about the Pats. But you look at the last few Super Bowls, we have Green Bay, New York, and Pittsburgh. And then you have three shit teams.
Are they in warm weather? Are there any warm weather teams?
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Because who wants to be a cheerleader out there in the cold? Most of those have open stadiums.
No. Any fucking chick up there will be, if they allowed them to be, naked out there when it's snowing. They would do it.
Green Bay gets like 20 below at their game sometimes.
You know what? Shit.
I've seen cheerleaders in full
fucking
gear. I don't
want to see
gear.
Any women except the New York Giants. I don't want to see any women from any of these towns anyway.
Why? New York Giants? You're going to get some skanky
No, dude.
New Jersey housewife. The
Cleveland. Yeah, come on, Cleveland. I got some hot chicks in Cleveland.
Hey, look at me.
This is shtick here.
You're gonna get some Jersey bitches in there, and they're just nasty.
Hey, Snooki.
Here we go.
They're Snooki. Orange with their blue eyes and their white pupils sticking out.
Why does she roll around in Doritos before she gets on camera?
Have you seen her lately?
Nope.
No. Gosh, she don't totally care. Looks
I know
different.
She's your phone's wallpaper.
Yeah, she's like anorexic now.
That's his girlfriend, dude. That's not Snooki.
Like, she's had a lot of work done.
Oh, by the way, speaking of girlfriends, your girlfriend's tits are getting a bit out of control, sir.
Yeah, I know.
They're getting to fun size. I mean, holy shit.
She might need a job down at Hooters at Twin Peaks.
I damn near said something about him today. I damn near touched him.
Can I touch that real quick?
Can I touch your boobs real quick?
Stubbs won't care.
He won't give a fuck. We're all right. Whoop him out there. But seriously, yeah, good job. How often do you go to Target? Get new bras.
Every other day now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they're getting out of control.
So after the game, we came here and drank and...
No, you didn't.
My wife and sister-in-law's family came over, hung out.
So how does it feel to be me, just drinking every day, all day? You don't like it, do you?
I only do it when Shauna's here.
You don't like it, do you? You're like,
whatever.
This is not fun. My life is not fun.
I need a detox. And then yesterday we went to the Ranger game. And I barely drank at the Ranger game, but you and Chrissy got hammer-faced.
Yeah, we did.
Moon
we were retarded. And then we went to Buffalo Wild Wings and drank more for some fucking reason.
There was a little bit of coming out.
Oh, I know. I was trying to talk to Tim, and I was like, this isn't working. I'm just going to embarrass myself. Fuck.
Good times, though. It's crazy ass
I ate
weekend.
A bunch of greasy food and like threw it at Eric. I was like, here, fucking take the rest of it. I'm done. I can't drink anymore or eat. I can't do nothing.
So since we're shooting the shit and talking about the weekend, let's talk about the Kenya thing.
No. So what's next, guys?
Is that a joke?
No, no,
is that
not
a joke there?
No.
Since we're talking about shooting the shit?
Oh.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing?
Dustin said it,
show number
10.
Fuck the show.
He said it.
Fuck it.
He said it, ass clown.
Edit.
Not me.
Done.
Since,
God.
I do have some newly formed friends that live over there and might listen to the show. I'm so sorry for my friends here that are so insensitive.
My friends in Africa.
Well, the only thing I want to say is...
You can't save yourself trying to be funny.
You remember?
It wasn't me. I didn't make the joke. He made the joke.
Okay, you remember the story I told y'all coming
She's
back?
She's not innocent.
Get past this. About going to the mall and there being guards in the mall with AK-47s?
Yeah, now you see why they were there. Well, they did a great fucking job.
It was that mall. Me and Shelby went there 3 times for dinner one night, shopping one morning.
Okay.
So she'd get her burner phone.
Okay, so you went there... What?
She
okay.
got a burner phone.
Okay, you went there 3 times, you say. How many guards were there actually, and how big is this fucking place? Isn't it gigantic?
It's 3 stories.
Okay.
It's a city block. It's a nice mall.
Okay, so how
often? To Kenyan
often...
standards. It's a Kenyan standard mall.
So it's not dirt floor.
It's not. It's really, really nice. It has a casino in it, a dance club, a movie theater.
And there's security at like every door,
a radio
right?
station. Yeah, you're wanded. And patted down at every door before you go in.
Okay.
These guys stormed the building, and there was 15, 20 of them that stormed it.
I can't leave 20 people fucking took it over.
They shot people out in the parking lot. They shot people running up into it. They took it over and stormed it. And the story is that when they got in there, they rounded people up and asked them, you know, or told them, if you're Muslim, you can leave. And then they went around asking everybody what...
I'm Muslim.
Yeah, that's the first thing I'm saying. Well, guess what? I am.
Well, guess what? You're white as fuck. No, you're not.
And I'm saying, no, I am. I was converted.
Can you talk like this?
hey, guys.
Wait, before you shoot. Hold on, man.
Hold on, what do I do
I talk
here?
Funny, but
what
I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. Watch.
Well, what they did was...
Can you be more racist today? What the fuck's wrong with you? What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Sabotage. Just constant. You're racist fuck.
How was that racist?
Insert racist
they were doing
joke.
Was going around and asking people what Muhammad's mother's name was.
I would say Zeus.
Pow. That's the last thing you said.
Okay, well, that's a good last thing to say. That'll be a funny black. As shit. Go, yeah. Fuck, tell my family, Zeus. And then you get shot. You're like,
AK-47 to the head.
You say it all proud, too, like, Zeus.
Like, that's... shoot me in the head, get the bell rip. Yeah, yeah, Zeus.
So they held hostages.
Your family's like, no,
his
no,
last
don't
words.
Let Stubbs answer. No, not it, not him. Ask anyone else, but not him.
So they held
so
hostages
what's the answer?
For Amalie, I think is what it is. Amalia.
Assalamu alaikum.
To fuck her.
Amalia.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my.
All right, guys. All right, guys.
And y'all get on me.
Show 10 was it was great. I'm glad we made it through 10 shows because.
Well, 11, we're done.
I'm gonna get picked off sometime this week.
What, I'm gonna get hit by a rock?
So, they stormed the place, took a bunch of hostages, threw a bunch of grenades at people, blowing them up everywhere, held them for 3 days, I guess some hostages were let go, or some of their captors were shot.
But that smelled like the killed. That place probably smelled like the Saints Arena.
Well, they burn them. They set the.
The show. Oh, you gonna continue?
Are you pausing? Are you done?
No.
He just broke his headphones.
So.
Place is a fucking bathroom.
The. They held them for 3 days. Yesterday or today. The three floors all collapsed on each other.
Katrina
what?
2, Electric Boogaloo.
The building collapsed on itself.
How so? What the fuck happened?
I haven't read that far.
What,
the last
what
report
up?
I saw was,
three
floors
going
fell
in there?
And crushed a bunch of people. So that 68 number I told you yesterday?
Bullshit. Way higher.
Way through the roof.
Do you, was it the terrorists that did this? Or like the government or whoever the fuck, the army went in there and like we're going to do this and knock this down.
All
and this
saw,
will cause, so we can like SWAT team it and go in there and rescue everybody. And
I
they fucked up.
I saw one guy on the screen talking about it.
God.
Luckily,
I've been staying away from this story completely.
I don't know why it even
depressing
came
as
up.
Fuck.
Everybody I know over there is fine. They weren't involved.
Yeah, because they're royalty or something.
The house, the hotel we stayed at, was a block from this place. The house where the wedding was and where the family lives was about 2 blocks from the hotel or
oh,
from the
be
mall.
Like 2 miles because they like have.
I can show you a picture from
2,000
one of them.
2,000 acres.
No, when 2,000.
They're rich
acres.
As fuck.
No,
okay.
I don't know what the hell.
I don't know. I was coming to America.
I guess
type
so.
Thing.
Anyway, it's sad. It's super, super
oh, yeah.
sad. Because the whole reason these people did it is because Kenya sent troops into Somalia to hunt Al-Qaeda and Al-Shalabab or whatever the fuck these people's names are. And it's just...
And they're Muslim and taking it back.
There's... Yeah. It's just... It's stupid.
There you go.
Violence
there's religion for you.
Innocent people.
It's religion.
Yeah, because, you know.
They're
I can't
outlaw
find
religion,
Allah's
dude.
Mother's name. Can you do that for us, Eric?
Muhammad.
How are you spelling Allah?
Oh, Muhammad.
Muhammad.
My bad. I was looking up Allah.
How are you looking up God's mother?
Is it not Mary?
No.
Catholic.
Oh.
Christian. Oh, shit.
That probably would have got me shot right there.
It's
just saying that.
It would have.
Oh, it's Mary.
Boobar.
You know, that one guy got strung up for making a cartoon with Muhammad eating macaroni or some shit.
They can't
what?
Eat. They can't eat cheese and
yeah,
pasta.
Yeah, it was something stupid.
Because of pork or something?
They came and hunted that dude down and strung him up. So have fun in Watauga.
What are you talking about? They can't eat macaroni and cheese? They can't eat pasta
I don't
and
know.
Cheese?
Thanks for telling everybody where I live, asshole.
He lives at 4709.
Now every Durka Durka out there is going to be...
I'm giving my address. 4709 Scartsburg. No, I'm kidding.
The photographer that shot the wedding.
Oh, there's more shooting.
Jesus. She was there with CNN, and a bunch of her photos are showing up. The stuff you're seeing online is her stuff.
Almighty.
We can't have a real serious high five.
And
you will never be able to shoot with these people again.
The thing that I don't like about this, and I don't get, and I have a conspiracy theory towards all this, is there was a New York Times photographer that just happened to be standing right there when all this went down.
Oh, is this more FBI every 6 weeks?
No.
But
and he went in and just started shooting stuff. As people are running out and all this shit's breaking out,
and
he's
just
like,
fuck it,
I'm
good. I'm
going to go in and take pictures.
Oh, you think he
got is he Muslim,
off?
Though?
No.
He got
well, he
wouldn't
even know what the fuck was going on yet. Everyone's running out. He didn't even know.
Extreme.
You're
hearing
I mean
machine
not
guns
wob.
Go off. Why would the? Why would you run towards them?
It's Aminah
There's a
bin
lot of
wob.
Stupid motherfuckers out there. And he's
I'm
like,
still
hey.
Getting shot.
Hey, I'm
if they asked me that, I'd be like,
this is my job.
What's Muhammad's mom's name? Aminah bint Wahb. Bam.
Well, we'll move on. I'm just glad everybody over there is okay.
Huh? That's it. That's the name right here.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That's
I'm glad everybody I know is if there's all right.
Thank Allah.
Ready to...
Or is that... Should I not say that? Because oh, they're Muslims. Oh, sorry.
I don't...
Thank God. Thank Yahweh. Or
I don't understand that religion
thank
at all.
Jesus.
Do y'all?
No.
I don't understand
I hadn't looked into it.
I barely understand Christianity.
A religion that constantly
Matt, there is no backdoor to heaven.
The vanilla of all religions, I can't even get the grasp of that.
Do you want to look into a religion that constantly fucking just kills people?
Christianity?
Do you want to look in?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The Crusades?
They don't
Catholicism?
Fucking...
Catholicism?
Catholicism?
Okay.
All right,
boys. Go.
Whatever.
Hey,
it's going to be one of these shows.
In Christianity, in the Ark...
Every war that's ever been fucking fought has something to do with religion. I understand
does,
that.
Yeah.
And most of them's Catholic and Christianity
Man,
and shit like that. That's fine.
Not listening to this show, so
but I'm talking about
religion.
This blowing up random shit.
You're headed
down okay.
the back right. door to America. To America.
We're the three dumbest guys to be talking about religion.
How do I get to heaven?
Well,
you find Man. Thor.
Have you Googled
you
it?
You shine his hammer.
Have you Googled it?
His hammer.
And I don't mean the one he carries around. This.
You find the Loki Pokey stick. Let's
you
get that out of here.
His mob.
Out of here. Let's do some emails.
Okay, we're doing emails.
God, I'm so uncomfortable now. I was trying to have a real conversation.
I know. Not
trying to give you guys. And
you've got mail.
Hey, you're the one that said the shoot the shit thing.
Shut the fuck up.
You've got mail.
I'm still in the closet with this show. I'm never coming out.
Whoa. That's FM DJ right there.
You got...
Insert, generic. Obviously, he just doesn't get it.
What the fuck?
I love this okay. the spirit of Thomas.
I do too.
Robo
still
Thomas.
Floating around the room.
All right. You guys ready?
I guess.
All right, this is from John. Subject, go Cowboys!
Man.
JJTM sucks. Just kidding. Keep it up. I feel better about myself after every episode of listening to you fuck-ups.
Aww.
Oh, that was sweet. What a nice guy.
John, you're going to get our first t-shirt whenever we make it.
We're not making t-shirts. We're not jumping in any fucking money into this piece of crap.
Speaking of t-shirts, I had an issue. Did you know Floyd... I guess sold his shop.
Yeah, F&A. Yeah.
He sold it to some guy that's a dumb fuck.
Oh, jeez.
Straight up. Dumb fuck.
Did you
I've
go
had
in
to,
there?
I've had to deal with him all last week. Windows won't open a Photoshop file or Adobe Illustrator file or a
Eric
PNG
just passed out. He's on the ground laying there going, what the fuck?
I sent him our document that needed to be put on t-shirts in every
for
fucking
JJTM?
File format ever. No, for another client.
Oh.
Was having 200 shirts printed. Okay?
And he obviously didn't get it.
He just doesn't get it.
Because, you know, industry standard now when you do this stuff is CorelDRAW. Not Photoshop. Not Adobe Illustrator. The fucker still uses CorelDRAW that's from the 90s.
Yeah. I keep
way to run
stuff.
A professional business.
Floyd having to go up there and fix all that shit all the time.
Well, once you found out that Floyd wasn't doing it, why were you like, okay, why didn't you just move on down the road?
Didn't know until the order was halfway through, and I guess these guys already paid. Because they were trying to deal with him and couldn't communicate, so then sent him to me, and...
What's the...
The outcome?
Oh, that's terrible.
What's the outcome?
Yeah.
They were supposed to have the shirts on Wednesday. They got them Friday night. The two guys, or one of them, had to go up there and help print them with them.
One of the clients?
One of the clients had to go up there and help print the shirts with the guys at the t-shirt studio, and they still fucked up the design. After they couldn't get it open, they tried to redesign it and remake it.
If you don't get the screen printing right the first time, you're fucked.
And what it is it's a... coming down this side, it's a tire tread. Muddy tire tread with splashes and everything.
These are your friends?
Mm-hmm. And then it says their club name, which is Rocket
4x4
right here. Yeah.
Ku Klux Klan.
So.
God damn it. Fuck.
Mine was
fuck,
wide.
Dude.
It went about 3 to 4 inches down this side. Uh-huh. Now it's 2 inches, 1 inch, something like that going down. They messed it up. So it
was like a 10 speed going down your fucking chest instead of a 4x4?
After dealing with this asshole for 2 days, I told him that all the clients, all the bands.
Hi, asshole.
All the clubs. What's your name? All the sports teams I sent down there to get shit printed with Floyd, that I would tell them not to go. So everybody out there listening, do not go use FNA. Wow. Because they've got new management and they fuck shit up.
Done. They got a new owner.
New owner. New ownership.
That's so glad. Done. I don't know how this came up from that. Okay.
Oh, well, we were talking about t-shirts for John.
Kenny.
We won't use them to get John's
subject.
T-shirt.
No. What's going on with your music you talk over? I think you guys call it beds. It's all shit. Would you like me to come up with some so you assholes don't sound like assholes?
We haven't fucking asked that every
asshole.
Other show, dipshit.
Shut up, I'm fucking reading.
I'm glad.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you listen to a show?
No shit. What a fucking jackass.
Well, listen, I think you guys call it beds. It's all shit. Would you like me to come up with some, you assholes, so you don't sound like assholes?
Assholes.
Hit me back, assholes. What are you doing? Give me a beer.
Okay.
Anything.
That guy didn't even listen to our show, so fuck it. Let's move on.
Yeah, come up with something. It's probably going to fucking suck anyway, Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny.
You want to weep them
up? No. Yeah. What is that? Oh, yeah, give me that. Oh, yeah. Can't open it. I'm weak.
Is there another water in there?
No.
Okay. Ginny. Subject. Sons of bitch. I like it so far. Okay, you sons of bitches. Talk about more funny stuff like masturbation.
Oh, well.
That's coming up, sweetheart.
Ginny, you're listening and you emailed the right show because that's all our
that's
topics
all we're
are about
do now.
Well,
okay.
Ginny, give us something to masturbate too.
Yeah, did she send a pic?
No. Ginny, send me a picture.
Yeah,
also, I love when you dummies talk about music because your taste in music is amazing.
Thank you.
That's you guys. That's
not
me.
Obviously directed towards me.
What?
It's both
our
y'all.
Music.
It's not me. I don't listen to music. Your taste in music is amazing, and you make fun of the shit music that all these idiot fucks like. Love, love.
Kiss, kiss.
Hey, that reminds me. There's kiss, a song kiss, that keeps getting played at the bar every time I've gone up there lately.
What is it?
It's and I want to know who sings
Welcome
it.
Welcome to the new day. To the new day.
No, I know who
I don't know what that is.
It's the.
She actually.
We all want to be big stars.
Hold on. She actually went on with her email. I didn't read this part. I did.
Is it good?
She said she loves when you make fun of the shit because
you just have an
make
orgasm?
Fun of it and sing stupidly.
Oh.
She loves that part. So continue. I don't know what song you're talking about though.
I don't know. It's like the past. Did you have an orgasm?
Yes.
He's got wet pens.
Sorry to hijack the show. I just opened this Lips of Faith beer. Coconut curry Hefeweizen.
Not bad. Not bad.
Here, pour my cup. I got whiskey in there, though. But is it okay?
Okay, yeah.
Here.
How much you want?
Brittany would like that one.
Take a taste, and then if you want more,
Brittany would like that one.
So you don't know the name of the song? It's just
Welcome to the New Day. Yeah, that's Imagine Dragons. I know that. I know that one.
Hey.
The one I'm talking about is this guy going.
This tastes like an old bathroom smells.
You don't
what
like
the
it?
Fuck.
I like
this
it.
This is horrible.
I liked it.
I feel like I'm in an old person's house.
This tastes like it was brewed in an old meth tank. It's blue too. I don't know what
this
song you're
terrible.
Talking about.
How do
this
you fucking like
me.
This?
I don't know. I've heard it at strip clubs,
this
too.
Is bad.
How does it go?
What the fuck?
Something. We all want to be big, big stars. We'll drive all around in a big, big car.
Nickelback.
Is it Nickelback?
That's
not that's what I was going to say. It's going to be Nickelback like or one of the other cock rock bands.
That's got to be Nickelback.
Is that the chorus? Like, do you think that's...
I don't... that's the melody kind of, but
Ginny,
it's not the fucking...
You know what song it is?
It's not the... I don't know if that's the... Words.
I was going
to anyway,
come in. She's from Pennsylvania,
to become
though.
One of my anthrax.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, some big star, big rock star. And
all
it's
right.
The fucking stupidest song I've ever heard. And it's been played like 55 times up at the bar.
Oh, I totally skipped over him.
All right. Then, welcome to the new day.
No, it is not, it has not taken.
All right, y'all figure it out. I'm going to read emails.
Now you're
Jesus.
Crazy, bitch.
The Shadowmonger. Subject, Matt Thomas. What the fuck was with that guy?
It has to be a LARPing, buddy.
He was awesome. I spit up my drink at least three or four times.
I don't LARP. God damn it. I don't LARP, Dustin. Fuck you. I don't LARP, okay? I don't fucking LARP.
We didn't ask him about that. We didn't get into it when he's here. I guess he's going to have to come back.
No, he told us
he
didn't
LARP. I hope to hear from him on the show again sometime. Do you guys ever let anyone come on and watch a show live?
Well,
we have a person in here today doing that.
So, yeah, if you want to come watch the show
live. It is Nickelback. It's called Rockstar. Fucking
just do what Eric's doing.
But that song's been around for a long time.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's not new?
Like 3 or 4 years, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, my God, dude. All right. Are y'all done?
Yeah, we're still talking about her song. But Matt Thomas.
Her song, she was just saying you'll make fun of shit, and y'all are just going off on another crap.
We got a bunch of compliments.
This is the worst fucking show I've ever been involved in.
Ever.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's the best show I've ever been involved with.
All right, I'm leaving. So.
You
going to finish this up?
Matt Thomas, we got more compliments on him being here.
Okay, that's true.
And loving him.
It's because you never know what he's going to do.
I got tons of texts. There's a lot of email. Okay, first of all.
Are you going to talk? Worst show ever. Done. Spit it out.
I'd like to apologize to everyone that emailed us. I was going through emails the other day when I was drunk, trying to get the show ready. I'm sorry, but I deleted all of them. Luckily, we got a few more, so we could actually have this segment this week. I promise it won't happen again. So just keep emailing stuff. So that's the reason these emails suck anyway.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any to pick from.
Scraping the bottom.
There's a couple good ones in here, but there's usually, you have 20 different options or 30 different
Someone
options
yelling.
Instead of have 6.
Are we? Is there? Yep.
Do we have any more?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Does it? Y'all even care?
Yes. Yeah, I want to hear. I like hearing.
Okay,
from
Mark.
The fans.
Subject. Mark. Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing.
He was totally journeying it up. Yeah. Okay. Don't stop podcasting. All in caps. I'm so tired of finding a good podcast, getting 20 episodes in, and then they stop. This podcast makes me laugh almost all the way through. Every sode. He said sode, so he's a fucking douche.
This one barely made 10.
Please keep it up. Mark in Tennessee.
And we may not even make it. It may just be 9.5.
Wait a second. Tennessee? People have computers there?
Here we go.
They
got
to figure out how to distribute their moonshine.
Yeah.
Is that what they do there?
You caught up on Boardwalk Empire yet?
Why are you bringing that up?
No, because I've been binging Breaking Bad.
Prohibition and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, sorry about the emails, because no one here gave a fuck about them.
No, Mark, that was a good email. Mark,
good. Awesome. Great.
Was there any bitching ones? We got all compliments?
We complimented all of them. We said something about all of them.
Seth, we didn't have anybody. You didn't pick out anyone of
the ones that
bitched
us? I deleted all the fucking emails.
I had an accidental deletion.
I went through, was like, I'm drunk, delete.
When I looked last week, there wasn't that many bad ones, or hate ones. Everybody loved Thomas.
Everyone did.
Thomas is a rock star.
I kicked him in the nuts the entire time, but everyone thought the show was fucking great.
He came out.
We've never had that many compliments.
Of a freaking
cannon.
Wait,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, he came out. finished
I missed that part of the show.
He was shot out of a cannon when he got in here, and it was so awesome.
How fucking crazy would that be if during the middle of a show with Thomas, all of a sudden, guys... I'd like to tell you something.
Mate.
I'm coming out of the closet. I am a homosexual.
What do you do?
I'd say no shit and get on with the show.
Really? I'm proud of you for coming out. But I knew this one. We were
homo.
I don't know. What do you do? What do you do?
I don't know. I guess we'd throw a party for him.
What about Seth over there?
Oh, my God. What are you talking about? I'm not listening to you.
Speaking of dropping bombs.
What?
Nothing,
huh?
What?
Huh?
Are we done?
Yeah. What?
Here's some news.
Let's do some news.
Some local law agency is going to come knocking at the door.
You smell like mustard.
This garment.
She got some pizza hot dog.
What's funny is people are going to listen to us and not know.
What the fuck?
Callate la boca!
No? Just me?
Grab me another one, I'll fart in your face when you start practicing.
Heroin remix.
I swear that's what it sounds like. We're on heroin.
I'm glad you're talking over
that. Is that what it was like when you used to do heroin?
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like?
That's exactly the way it sounded.
So, did you go to rehab for that?
Three times. Mm. Three times. I might have to go next week, too.
Keep on chasing the dragon.
Yep. Keep on chasing it. So, interesting list came out this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little loud. Bring it down just a hair. Just a hair. The most ticketed vehicles.
Okay. Are we going to guess at this, or are you just going to tell us what they are?
You can guess at it. But okay. These are the cars that get the most tickets pulled over by cops. And all
I'm going to guess one car because it's like the most popular for like ever. So Camry. A red Camry.
Well, a Camry. Number two.
Is it number two?
The Toyota Camry.
Yes.
All right.
Number one.
Matt, do you have a chance to steal at number one?
That was number two.
Don't look at the fucking computer.
A Dodge Aerostar. Or is that a Chevy Aerostar?
I think it was a Chevy Aerostar. They haven't made that in 40 years.
You know those mobile meth lab machines.
No, you suck. Done. Number 10, a Volkswagen GTI hatchback. Mm. Number 9, a red Mercedes-Benz CLK.
Wait, the hatchback, is that because they're rice burning it? Is that racist?
How is that racist?
No, I don't think it is, right?
Nah, you can
it's rice
that.
Burners. I mean, that's what they are, right?
How was that racist?
I think you can say that.
Okay,
but cool. I think a Camry is too, though.
So number nine is the Mercedes. What'd you say?
Number 10 is not a rice burner if it's a Volkswagen.
Yeah, but it's a hatchback, so they sit.
God damn it! What the fuck,
man?
We do is just fuck. Oh my god!
Are you sure there's no censorship on this thing? Like. Are we not going to get a ticket from iTunes? Like, you guys owe $7,000 for the last show.
Seriously.
I just stopped you
down. Can we just stop?
Something like mini Hitler in here.
Okay.
Number 9. Well, that's another German vehicle, the Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
Number 8, a Pontiac Grand Prix.
Stripper.
I didn't know they still made those.
Pontiac Grand Prix.
And it's pink.
No shit. Yeah, okay.
Number 7, Acura Integra. Now you can go with your rice burner jokes.
Go ahead.
I'm good. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Number 6, Mercedes-Benz CLS 63 AMG.
Number 2, obviously, Mercedes?
Yeah.
Already.
People with Mercedes need to...
They're douchebags. Oh, okay. BMW is number 1 then, right? The biggest douchebags.
We're getting there. Number 5, a Scion XB. The
I
little
don't even
box.
Know what that is.
That's that box Scion car that sits real low and tiny.
Now, those guys are the same thing as the rice burners. They sit there and just like drop it to the ground. They put all this extra effects on it.
Like
it's all shit cars.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
I actually have a friend that listens to the show. He constantly like sends me texts and like Facebook messages and stuff going, he loves it, but he does the same thing right there.
Is he the one that said that we need to have a shut the fuck up Stubbs button?
No, that's somebody else.
Number
we do need one of those.
I don't like that guy.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, Stubbs.
Number 4 is a Hummer, H2 or H3.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was weird. Dang. I wouldn't mess with a guy in a Hummer. He may have guns. Number 3 was a Scion TC Coupe. That's their car.
Okay.
Number 2, Toyota Camry.
Just kidding.
And number 1,
Camaro.
Beamer.
Third
Camaro?
Time on the list.
Camaro?
Oh, Mercedes-Benz SO class convertible. This is the number 1.
I haven't stopped for speeding once.
And yours?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you were stopped for speeding the other day.
No, I just ran a red light because I was sitting in the red light for like 3 minutes and I just said,
when you passed
fuck
out at
and
the
I
red
go,
light is what happened.
Were you in your Hitler ride?
He had sat through about 4 red lights is what happened. He just...
All right, guys.
So if you live...
Keep sucking it.
Last week.
Oh, my God.
God.
I'm not sleeping.
So last week, y'all saw the floods in Boulder?
That's what you were telling me.
That was insane.
Boulder, Colorado, how crazy you got up there with the rain?
Yeah.
Well, this week, if you go up there to help with the flood relief, they're going to be handing out free joints to everybody.
Wow.
I can get weed here, but okay.
This is Colorado shit.
I get Colorado weed.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I get
it really
from the
distilleries up there. We'll just be in Boulder. Hey, higher altitude, you get higher quicker.
We should do a show from Colorado.
We can.
The whole show would be like that.
Yes. Well, no, we're doing weed, not heroin.
We can go up there and do it. But anyway, free joints just for the article's funny.
You sucking dick over there? What are you doing?
Because the organizer of the event says he just wants to he wants to bring some flood relief to the folks and help them relax and not be stressed out.
That's the way to do it. All right.
Said there was a long line of people. There were no arrests.
Where's my motherfucking joint? I've been fucking cutting shit around all day.
Sure. Yeah.
Where's my motherfucking joint?
Yeah. We can't
Almost
make fun of that either.
600 people showed up for joints.
That's it?
Well, you gotta remember Boulder's probably all working and stuff, but
yeah.
That's a lot of joints though for free.
Yeah.
They're probably all
My little
skinny.
Fingers get tired of rolling.
Yeah.
You don't use an actual. You don't use your fingers to roll. You use the fucking machine. Come on, guys.
Okay, I got a news story I want you guys to hear. So can we kill the music?
Oh. Okay.
Music off.
Matt,
off.
This is the one you were asking me about. Gunshot period.
Yeah. Okay, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think this is about punctuation.
Just listen.
The girl was shot while she slept early this morning in Hayward. Kit Doe found out why it took so long to get her some help.
There's been no time to clean up any of the broken glass or debris. The family has been at the hospital all day. We caught up with the girl's father as they were heading back to be by her side.
So, just to be clear, you did not hear the shots at all?
No, I heard shots. I thought they were something else. Something else. I mean, sounded like...
Get your story right, dumbass.
Bulbs popping.
Yeah, Hayward police say popping. Around 2 this morning, a gunman sprayed the house with bullets. But family members waited until 7:30 a.m. to call police.
What part
five
of Florida
and a
is
half
this?
Hours later.
How come we weren't
California.
Called? We really need to know why they
Listen
weren't
this
called.
Tool.
If they were scared, understandable. But understandable. We still need to be out there to be able to treat whoever we can treat.
Why didn't you call the cops right away?
Because, I mean, normally we don't call the cops when you hear shots on the streets. I didn't know it was in front of my house, and I didn't know my daughter was shot.
One of the rounds hit the 10-year-old girl in the buttocks. The father offered this reasoning why they didn't call police when they found blood on the sheets.
I had told them to check her, and they said that she was on her first period. She's 10 years old.
Okay.
I didn't notice any holes in the walls or anything.
Okay. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, first of all, that reporter is a piece of shit.
The whole news
he sucks.
Department is a piece of
he
shit.
He sounds like me doing an interview. He's a fucking retard.
So, did the girl not know there was a bullet in her butt cheek? I mean, that's not a period.
No, it hurts. It hurts, Dad. It hurts. My stomach hurts. My butt hurts. Oh, yeah, it's just your period.
Yeah, it's your period, honey.
Man. Some people do
you've
not
been,
deserve
to You've been
right
being a bitch here
kids.
Lately. It's just your period.
Seriously, would it be so wrong if we, like, because they're start. You know how they're talking about to get unemployment, you need to start taking drug tests?
They've already done it in
a few
states.
They need to start having an IQ test done with people before they reproduce. They have to. Because those
about
type
that
of
for
people
years,
don't need to have fucking kids.
But, Daddy, I didn't know my period came out of my butt cheek.
Well, your mom blows out her butt all the time.
Give me a beer.
Go get me a. Roll me a fucking joint. Beer. Roll me a joint. Shut the fuck up.
Raiders are playing.
No kidding. Go San Fran.
I hope those motherfuckers die.
Go Raiders.
Her daughter
aneurysm.
Was on her period.
All of them deserve aneurysms.
Well, we don't normally call them the cops.
This is the world
we
live in.
Shots.
All right, who was it? Jenny wanted more masturbation stories?
Right? Yeah, Jenny, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, here comes your
Bring
trifecta.
Bring the music back up.
Here comes your trifecta.
Do you want it up?
Yeah, please.
There's a big him. News story.
Not you. He runs the fucking show, guy.
Bring it up.
Music? Maybe.
Up.
Yes. So there's a big story on, this baby. Week about masturbation in public places
okay.
in Sweden
yeah.
being legal.
By soccer fields?
No. And oh, not because you married God.
Hold on. What? You can spank it in public?
You can jerk
and it's
off
legal.
In public.
Question. Can you do it just openly, or do you have to do it like under a table or a blanket or
yeah.
in your
do
pants?
Do restaurants now
can
have
you?
Spanking sections? There's a smoking section, sir, right next to the spanking section.
Well, have y'all ever played Telephone? The game Telephone? Where
yes.
you tell someone a secret and it
yes.
passes
oh, yeah,
around
yeah,
by the time
yeah.
it gets back
around to you.
It's different.
Completely different.
We should
yeah.
do that someday.
That's
here.
Basically what happened with this story.
Take your headphones
story,
off and say it into the mic.
There's three of us. It wouldn't really work.
Oh, yeah, I bet it would. We're fucking retarded.
True.
And we don't listen.
So the 65-year-old man was on trial for touching himself on a park bench.
Okay.
And rubbing himself. Well, He whips rubbing it out. Himself. He whips it out and he's rubbing himself and everything.
Okay.
Got arrested, got put on trial. He got dismissed.
I'm going to roll some weed real quick, guys.
Okay, you do that. He got acquitted on the charges, saying that it was all right for him to do that.
Because
where he was.
It's stress relief. It's at a park.
He wasn't doing it in while looking at someone else in a sexual manner. That's how he got off on it. Well, then the news went around the world that, all right, it's okay to jack off in public in Sweden. All right, let's do this. Let's all go over there and let's all just sit around and jack off.
Jack Off Festival, yeah. 2013.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
Oh, no.
Okay, no.
So
I'm
you
not
can't
done with
do that.
Yet.
You can't do that in Sweden. It's
I love
not
it when we
true.
Back into stories.
Oh, it's not true. Okay, God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not true. The news screwed it all up.
Okay, I was gonna say if you could do that, then that means you can walk around completely fucking naked and it'd be fine because you're not touching yourself. You're just walking around.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's
okay.
Completely.
It was all false.
Well, thanks for that fucking false. Story. I got all excited and shit.
I know you did. I know you would. But
you know where I'm going on vacation?
In China. For China's first World AIDS
yes.
Day, they had okay. a AIDS Day masturbation contest.
Oh. You know what I want. You know what I want.
So a bunch of men stood around in masks with a you orange pail me? Over their junk, and they beat off into this, and whoever lasted longest won. It was called
like a circle jerk.
A masturbation-a-thon.
Question?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know who lasted the longest?
They would, I guess, have their
put
little...
Put a flashlight underneath the bucket so you see if it got full?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
What a weird contest.
It's China.
I would win that.
So is this going to be in the Olympics?
I would never get hard.
Is this going to be in the summer or winter Olympics?
I'm next to 15 under other guys.
But there is a world record.
I would never get hard.
For there what? Is a world... It says
for
here...
Who filled up the most of the cup? Or?
Oh my God, Christ's sake.
There's a world record holder for the longest time spent masturbating.
Oh my gosh.
It's Sony Nash, who's a porn star, who beat off for an impressive 10 hours and 10 minutes.
Let's look this guy up.
And he was fully erect the entire time.
Sony why? Nash?
Yeah, why would you want to do that? S-O-N-N-Y, Nash.
S-O-
Yeah, when I...
N-N-Y.
When I'm
okay, so he didn't. He wasn't endorsed by Sony and no. changed his name? Like, he didn't change his name?
Oh, I thought you were talking
about
Skrillex.
Endorsement?
Yeah, that's true, too. Why would you want to jack off for 10 hours?
I have no idea. When I jack off, I want to do it for
right
3
off.
Seconds.
Because I want to feel that...
I want to go... Dun, dun,
that half a second okay. of euphoria.
Yeah, and then...
And chase that dragon.
And then feel dirty, and then...
Yeah. Imagine how heart. Uncomfortable his shower was the next day.
Because he was bleeding so much? Because
of the burn.
Yeah.
Ow!
So,
shit, ow! Fuck!
Ow.
Why did I do that to myself?
Ow.
For 10 hours!
So to wrap
what,
up
what
our...
What was the previous record? 47 seconds?
Yeah.
And then he's like, 10 and a half hour.
I got it, bud. I got that shit. Count? I got it.
And what... Like, there has to be rules and stuff because I can sit here and go... That's one stroke.
Yeah.
Two
every
strokes.
3
for like
seconds.
A fucking day.
Is
but
there
you
an
have
RPM?
To be hard for 10
there has to
hours.
Be something.
Like, you've got to be doing like so many strokes a second for to hold the record?
No, we have that Viagra seed. We could all test
now,
this
see,
out. That,
I was thinking about that, too. I was thinking about that, too.
And Jennifer could make a biscuit and set it on the table.
Okay.
Just do a circle jerk.
Guys, what the fuck? We got soggy biscuit stories now going, are we? Whoever jacks off
here
last
he is, y'all.
Gotta eat it.
Yeah, I jacked off for 10
Who
hours.
Who would you want to do?
Why is he showing his belly button?
Because that's where it all went.
Does it say anything about it on this page? Like
out
the title?
Today.
I'm done. This is the... Dirtiest fucking
picture.
Show I've ever been involved in.
Look at that picture. Show that to Dustin. That's what's gonna be
what
on our t-shirts.
What the fuck is that?
That's gonna be on our t-shirts.
Put that
the
on
Jerry
the website.
Jonestown Massacre We're t-shirts.
Put,
we need to put that on the website.
We're
right
gonna
there.
Put something up on the website. You can
Masturbate-a-thon logo.
That's insane.
That's like Pegasus.
No,
penicus?
It's a
penis.
It's a griffin
penicus.
Made of a penis.
Penicus.
Penicus.
Griffinus.
Hey, speaking of characters that we just make part of the show, Penicus. Did we hear anything back from the Deer Whisperer
no,
this
I don't
week?
Know. I didn't even look. Did we?
I didn't see anything. Mm. That might have been one of the ones that I deleted.
Mm.
I think, an idiot.
I think we need to hear from Penicus, too.
We might. Hey guys, I'm Pina Kush.
Hey, one of the listeners out there, make something up of that.
Yeah, can we have a listener call in as Pina Kush?
That'd be awesome. Leave a voice.
Hey, I'd like to talk to Jerry Jonestown Massacre. I'm Pina Kush here. I want to goddamn to meet you.
Good goddamn to meet you.
I want to come to the studio and rest in your mouth.
Dustin okay. Snyder, Pina Kush.
God damn it.
It's been long. All right, so to finish up our masturbation trifecta, Japan opened a bar.
Oh, no.
Oh, Japan now. Here you go, Asians.
Called Bukkakis.
No. And it's devoted to female masturbation.
They don't do that. I got three looks from, like,
just
you're
got
the
quiet,
stupidest
son
of a bitch in here. They don't do that. They do wooden guys.
The name of the bar is called the Love Jewel.
Is it a sushi restaurant?
No. But...
dun, 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 dun.
Morning, ladies. You've heard that joke, right?
No.
Morning, ladies.
I just broke my mic stand.
Let's hear it.
You don't. You've never heard that joke?
What?
A blind man's walking in front of a fish. Let me start this over. A blind man is walking in front of a fish market, and he turns and he says, "Morning, ladies."
Oh my god.
Terrible.
I'm sorry, ladies.
Is that going to mean your stand-up?
This is
not. No.
I'm not associated with this in any way whatsoever.
So anyway, this is a restaurant for the women because in the Japanese culture, they don't really talk about it like we do every day at the bar.
Insert generic.
Girls and guys.
Masturbation story.
Oh, we need that one. So, or it could be...
Insert generic dick joke.
There you go. Well, here you go, Thomas.
Pinicus. So this is where the females can go. The odd thing about this bar is instead of wine bottles and liquor bottles
behind
the bar...
Oh, no, don't tell me it's dildos.
It's nothing but dildos.
Oh, my God.
Is there a picture of this?
Yes, look. Right here.
Are you serious?
Look. Right there.
Holy shit. It's like a fucking...
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of ear
cleaners.
Okay, we're
going to post this up on the website, too.
You know how this is all top shelf because they're Lilo's.
Oh, Lilo's are the best out there.
They're expensive as shit.
They're all 100 to... 400, 500 bucks.
1,800.
Top shelf dildos, huh?
What?
The high end
is gold plated?
Yes. 24 karat
gold.
Does it
make you, what does it do? Make you orgasm or something?
Nope.
Oh, wait.
I can't believe we're talking about top shelf dildos.
Does it hit
no, I can. I can believe it.
Yeah. Top shelf dildos?
Yeah.
This is all Dustin's doing, dude. He's like, I'm doing this show today.
So what's
all me.
I just wanted to have gun talk.
It's all me, boys.
I just wanted to have gun talk.
Well, that's a gun.
I didn't know we were going to talk about penicus.
It's shooting her.
So.
It's fucking.
What is. What's just regular, like, you know, bar vodka's McCormick's? What's a bar dildo? Just a...
Like, yeah, the house? I'll just have your house dildo.
I want your house dildo.
So do they clean the... They like, reuse them?
They don't use them
do
at
they
all.
Have, do they have dildo specials? Like,
they don't even use
like
them?
When the Cowboys score, do they get $2 dildo specials?
You get four dildos every time they score. DBDA or DVDA your ass. Sorry, real quick, guys.
You go off
DV,
on me?
DVDA is a double vagina, double anal.
And you say I'm out of control
what?
This show.
Dildo, though.
Man,
like
if you just went to the
her.
Wrong bar, you'd be really confused.
Like,
I'm just going to go down here to watch the Cowboy game at this bar, this establishment here.
Next thing you know, can I get two of those? Can be three of those?
What the hell's this?
You're shoving three in my mouth and two in my butt.
What is this shit? Man, I'm getting out of here.
These taste horrible. I can't even fucking enjoy myself. I'm not even drunk.
I was finally going to play this show for my mom, too.
Oh, yeah. Good look at that.
So
Eric is sitting here showing me videos of Sonny Nash.
What are you...
Penicus.
I don't want to see him jerk off.
Penicus videos.
We have three witnesses that Eric just looked up gay porn on his iPad.
Good
job. He looked up penicus.
Three witnesses. Eric Garcia looking up gay porn.
Good job, bud.
That's getting edited, he said.
Good job,
bud.
We don't
edit anything.
We're not going to edit penicus.
That mess can't watch anything.
Penicus sounds like an ice cream flavor.
What?
Penicus.
Okay, you're freaking out
penicus
over that.
Colada.
Over all the shit we've said, you're freaking out like anybody's going to take us serious. That
I'll
you're
take
looking
a penicus salada. Penicus palada.
Well, it's not getting edited.
I can't even
you're in
say
here.
It.
It's not getting edited.
It.
Can we all talk over each other real quick?
Hold on.
One.
No, don't
no,
do it.
No, don't do it. It's not getting edited out.
Dustin, go.
What are you going to do? You going to come over here and shit on my computer?
He might.
We'll see what happens. No, seriously.
He's actually
We'll see what happens.
Then your nickname will be Shitticus.
Like, anybody believes you're listening to gay porn. Are you really going to be like that? Are you going to be a crybaby?
Gay.
You're
going
to be a crybaby? You're going to leave? I'm done. I'm leaving. That's what I'm saying.
Are you going to pull a hammy as you're trying to fight? As you're about to beat up Dustin?
Are you going
to
get up and pull a hammy?
Oh, shit, oh, guys. I'm really pissed. Oh.
No one knows what you're talking about.
No, we did
because
never.
Because it was off the air.
We kind of, no, we did kind of talk about it on one episode.
One of the times Stubbs got pissed off and started a fight.
The first show ever, wasn't it?
No,
it was like third.
It was the third.
Fourth.
Yeah, Stubbs is going to beat the fuck out of Dustin, and he runs at him, charges him all hard, and he gets halfway there and pulls up because he pulled his fucking hammy. And he grabs my shoulder. I'm sitting there swinging a cigarette. I'm like, oh, I don't give a fuck. Beat his ass. I'll pull my hammy, guys. I'm well, sorry, Dustin. I love you.
Everybody that thinks that's a lie, that it's really not a didn't lie. Happen, that really
no,
happened.
No, that one really happened. Show. Everything else was a lie, but that really
Dude,
happened.
Dude, what did you, Dustin, what did you call Stubbs?
You're a like, crybaby, the one I just
no,
did
no,
there.
No, 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 not a crybaby, it was something.
Same thing.
No, you said, what are you going to be, a fucking tit baby?
Oh, it was titty baby. Oh, I thought it was crybaby, it was titty
no, you
baby.
Did. I thought he did say crybaby.
Oh, he said that too, he called y'all tossing
Okay, Eric, you going to be a titty baby? All right, so this guy
Just shut up and look at gay porn.
Yeah. Get back to your gay porn. So this here's one for you, Eric. This guy in the UK was caught for having sex with his Land Rover.
Nice. In what? The tailpipe or what?
Yes. Yeah. In the tailpipe.
Mm. Banana in the tailpipe, huh?
What is wrong with people? Look at all these stories. What's wrong with people?
Okay. Why would you do that when there's amazing fleshlights and pocket pussies out there? Why would you fuck a tailpipe?
That's your hand?
Yeah, even your hand. Or how about a girl? That
and
might even work.
The guy's 24.
He could probably get vagina then.
You're young enough to get anything. So you know what his court order says? He had to pay a retarded fine, but he's not allowed to go outside between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for 3 months.
Because of alcohol like consumption. And he's gonna
Seth, have you had that fine put on
no,
you?
No, I haven't.
That penalty.
I get charged for rape though, but it was against the Camaro.
You wanna know how much the fine was?
What was it?
$134.
Why 134? What is that?
Why do you get a speeding ticket times for $237? That makes no sense. I don't know.
It's Obamacare.
Know why.
Obamacare.
You want to do some Florida stories?
Obamacare.
You want to do some Florida stories?
Yeah, let's hear a Florida story. Everyone.
This might set Seth off, and you might have to charge him.
Huh?
Let's have it. I don't know. I'm getting stared at.
These
like,
weird teases.
So Jordan Caraway.
Am I supposed to know
This is
him?
An awesome guy.
Her?
No.
Jordan.
This is a guy.
Okay.
He left his toddler in a truck while he went to drink at a strip club in Florida.
All right, this set me off.
Okay. Went into a strip club in Florida. Now, before
this
you go
back
off.
This gets back to my test that you have to take before you fucking make babies.
Yep.
This is all Florida. There are 7 other stories in here that are about.
God. What the fuck is wrong?
Parents in Florida leaving their kids either in the car or at a bar. Or at a convenience store while they went to a strip club.
Like I said, we have to have a test that people take before they rub uglies, okay?
Before they rub their bathroom parts together, they gotta fucking take a test.
A mom even left 2 children under the age of 6 in her truck with a can of malt liquor while she went to watch strippers in Tampa.
Oh my gosh.
She was watching them. Is she working?
I have no idea.
I wanna see a... Never mind.
I don't know.
Well, why is this going to set Seth off?
Go
because
for it,
Seth. Because what happened the other day to me. I leave here after doing a show last week. So a week ago today. I go Monday. Over to a bar, check it out real quick. And I'm like, all right, I'll go to this other bar. I'm over there for a second. I see a couple guys that never go to this bar. They're always at a different bar. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you guys over here? Oh, we had to fucking leave that bar. I was about to go over there. I was going to check this place out, play some stuff, and then go over there. Like, no, I can't do it. Can't, what? What do you need?
No, go ahead. Keep talking.
And I'm like, well, what happened over there? Like, oh, there's this dude getting hammered. And I was like, okay.
That's every bar?
But yeah, not a problem. And his wife was there drinking water. It was cool. But then she started getting drunk too, which became a problem because they had their kid there who was, they guessed, 3 years old. And I was like, what time was this? Like, I don't know, around 7:30. I'm like, oh, 7:30 at night. Okay. Well, that's not cool. Because now both parents are getting drunk. One's already drunk. He was just slamming fucking drinks left and right. He's hammered, but everyone was cool with it because the mom wasn't drinking. Well, she was drinking water to begin with, and then she starts just fucking slamming drinks and gets holy shit belligerent, retard drunk. That's when problems started because
like
she wasn't watching the kid anymore, and the kid's just running around the bar, 3 years old, there's tons of smoke, everyone there's drunk because it's $2 you call it, so everyone's just doing tons of shots and tons of drinks and just not caring about fucking anything, you know, money-wise, and just going fucking crazy.
Did you name the bar?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Okay, I just want to make sure before I went off.
The kid, once the mom got drunk, dad's already drunk, the kid is actually on the actual bar itself, running up and down the actual bar. Now, people are going, what the fuck? I'm getting out of here, and everyone starts fucking leaving.
Were there people in there going, oh, that's so cute, she's running around the bar, ha ha ha.
How did this not start
everyone,
a fight?
Everyone
start a fight?
Was talking to him, going, no, no, he's cool, he's cool, he does karaoke and shit over here, he's awesome. Like, who gives a fuck?
Does he sing Queen?
No.
Okay.
That's not that
sure.
guy. That guy's white.
Okay.
This guy's,
he hadn't been coming around either.
I'm not even sure what color he is. Doesn't matter.
I was just wondering.
Okay, I didn't say anything about this to my friend, but I was hanging out with him Saturday. He asked what I did Tuesday. I was like, well, I did the show, did the podcast, and then I went over to this bar, and I was about to go to another bar, and he goes, well, I'm glad you didn't go over there. Did you go? I was like, no. He's like, I was there. You would have run into me. I was fucking pissed. And he got immediately upset again. This is Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He got upset again. Like, fucking, you could tell he was steaming. Because he was talking about this again.
Yeah.
He's like, there was a fucking kid up there. Had to be 3 years old. Running on the fucking bar. People smoking. The parents were fucking hammered. It's bullshit. I told the bar back and the door guy, what the fuck is going on over here? Do you see this? And he was like, yes, I know, I'm right there with you. But the manager, won't say their name, is still serving them, and she knows, and she doesn't care. So I'm right there with you. And he goes, I had two drinks until Tuesdays. Here's $5. Fuck you, I'm out. I'm never fucking coming back. And he's like, you're not the first person to say that tonight.
Huh. Do they play
and
the
he was
Cupid
just like,
Shuffle
yep,
there?
Yep, okay. Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So
what happened? Did they leave? The kids leave? The kid leave with the parents?
I don't know.
What happened?
I was never there. I heard this from one person 4 days after it happened, and I heard it that night from two different people.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Did they leave?
Everyone just got pissed off and left and said, I'm never fucking coming back. This is bullshit. I would have called the fucking police probably. That's stupid.
I'm surprised
that bar should
have
been shut the fuck down. That should not fucking happen.
Well,
because that kid, okay, I smoke cigarettes. I smoke a fucking pack a day, right? But that's my decision to kill myself. I know it's bad for me. It's my decision. That kid's 3 and getting secondhand smoke. It's just as bad as fucking smoking. He has no choice on any of this.
And he should
and
know what
he's
Jaeger
getting in a
is.
Fucking car.
That young.
And he's getting in a car with two drunk cunts.
And driving.
That's fucked up.
A 3-year-old driving? Come on.
Okay.
So,
I don't know what happened after the entire situation because everyone got pissed off and fucking bolted and was bitching about it the next day or that day.
I don't understand how
that is the stupidest shit.
Responsible people at this bar don't jump their ass. Yeah, don't allow them in with
the
kid.
Bar manager,
that's a, you know, that's a TBAC law and that's license revoked. Bam.
Yeah, they
I just
should be shut
it
down.
Up.
They should be shut down. I can't believe no one called the police on them and just
because
like
it is.
Shut a place down right now.
It is. When you told me this story before the show, I went looking around and I was like, well, I know you can go in there. A minor can go in there with a kid or with a parent.
Ugh. Especially if it's a bar and grill.
Nine.
And
up.
It's before 9
They have
9
to
o'clock.
Serve food.
Right.
It's before 9 o'clock and it's a kid 9 and up.
Yeah.
It's the 9 rule.
But I mean, when I was when
lower
I was
than that are not supposed to be in there, period, at all, none.
Yeah.
Unless they serve more than the 51% rule with food and alcohol.
Yeah, 50 or 49, 51, yeah. Okay, that story set me off about the going into strip clubs because you leave
speaking
them in the car.
Speaking of bars serving
they
food.
They might as well just fucking take them in.
Does TXB still serve food?
Yep.
A lot? I mean, they still have the grill open and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
except on certain nights when the guy that runs the kitchen doesn't work.
He decides to go run karaoke.
Yeah. No, they don't. They don't have enough business to keep it open on some nights. So some nights they have what is called like a mini kitchen where you order and they make it right there at the bar, like with a microwave.
I was wondering about that. Oh, so it's frozen.
That sounds delicious.
No, it's just like it's a limited menu, like nachos.
Well, in Florida, this seems to be a massive ordeal because there, like I said, there are 7 stories here. And all of them involve strip clubs and leaving their kids either in the car or at this one right here. This guy, 26, was reportedly wasted when he walked into a Daytona Beach liquor store and asked the clerk to watch his baby boy. Then he went next door to the Shark Lounge for a lap dance or two.
Shark Lounge. Ask for a lap dance or two.
You know what I bet that
Can
is?
Can we kill people yet legally?
I bet it's
The Purge.
I bet he was having like his weekend with the kids. You know, his
who knows out there, man.
Once every other weekend, you
he's
get
like,
the kids, and he
shit,
has
shit, my boy's at the club. I gotta go up there, hang out.
I can't go a day without going to a strip club, so watch
it
my kid real quick for
me. Makes me mad as a parent.
You do it.
Yeah.
You do heroin for your kids.
That is true.
Don't you?
I have.
You have them push the plunger down in the needle.
Like, hey, daddy don't wake up in 10 minutes, you just call 911. Don't worry about it.
Put a lemon in my mouth while I tie myself to this doorway.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to David Carradine this real quick.
You just snorted on the mic.
I know it.
Asshole.
So a Florida woman was arrested.
Damn it.
Ready?
Just put a lemon in daddy's mouth. Okay.
An extremely intoxicated Florida woman was arrested
after she
allegedly beat her boyfriend over bad oral sex.
Oh, I've been beat up for that. Yeah, I don't do your job, you know. You don't do your job, right? You get beat up. That's how it goes.
Police reported as a joint oral sex encounter.
So is that a 69, right?
Yeah, 69. And
ding, 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 ding.
They're yin yang.
Is that her right there?
That's her.
Complaint?
Look at that face.
She filed the complaint? Or
Jesus Christ, who the hell would go down on her?
Was she the victim or the...
She became angry.
What's going on here?
After her
is
boyfriend...
Is she the assailant? Or the
yeah.
This is. She became angry after her boyfriend finished first and then stopped pleasuring her.
He passed out.
She pulled out a wrench and beat the shit out of him.
Well, that's what you get.
Yep.
That's the shit that happened.
You chump.
She looks. Her picture looks like a facsimile to a cow patty.
I'm going to put all these stories on our website. And, the damn.
Hey, I got a conspiracy theory for you, man. I don't know if you've thought about this yet or not.
Go for it.
Okay. I thought about this actually driving home the other day from the show. Or, yeah.
Yep.
One of the nights I was driving home. Anyway.
Okay.
So, tell me if this has been going around on your stations that you listen to.
Podcast. No agenda. It's really good.
Okay. So, we have this Syrian thing going on, like crazy. And the whole country is pooping on Obama, right?
Uh-huh.
Shipyard shooting. No more. No more Syrian talk.
Yeah.
At all.
No.
It's like it just completely fell off the face of the earth.
There's a lot of conspiracies that do go on out there that say when news gets out of hand that the government sets up other incidents cause a distraction.
Did you think of that?
No.
I got it. I got this conspiracy thing going.
But there is a conspiracy going on right now that the shipyard shooting was supposed to happen at the same time this Kenyan thing went down.
Uh-huh.
But they screwed up the dates and the times.
Damn.
They forgot about the
I think mine's more
zones.
Realistic though. Because
no, that is, yeah.
Syrian, Obama's fucking everybody up, da-da-da-da, you son of a bitch, everybody hates Obama. Because the Democrats hated Obama and the Republicans hated Obama all at once. And then all of a sudden you have the shipyard shooting and then where'd Obama go?
What about Iran, Miley twerking?
Where'd you run to?
Miley twerking.
I wonder how
it killed everything. Miley twerking killed everything that news cycle.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about shit on Obama. I wonder how Jay-Z feels. Because he's like Obama's supporting that his ass, right?
Yeah.
Turn the music up in my headphones.
That's probably all he cares about.
Jay-Z's like, man.
The music in his fit. He probably just says,
now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
And throws it down.
Who knows, man?
Now he's like, man.
That's why you don't put
being
faith
an Obama
in,
supporter.
You do not put faith in anyone in the world. You don't. You just don't.
Alright, I got some skit.
Did y'all know?
I got some stuff here.
Okay,
you
want
to hear
wait,
my joke?
Yeah, let's go.
Go for it. Oh, God, here we go.
I didn't know this was a lead down. Up to a
prepare
joke.
All racist drop. Hold on.
Totally gearing it up.
Am I going to have to do hand farts?
Insert generic racist joke.
Am I going to have to do
hand farts? It's not racist. It's not racist.
Am I going to have to do hand farts?
But seriously, Jay-Z is like totally about Obama and all that shit. He's constantly doing that stuff.
Oh, God, this is
I'm not going to be racist with it. It's cool.
Jay-Z's not one of our listeners.
I wonder if he's like supporting Obama is like watching Jurassic Park and rooting for the goat. Every time.
How was that racist?
It wasn't. That one was good.
That wasn't racist, sir.
Are you going to put that in your routine, or is that one that failed the other night?
Well, how's your routine right here, going? Like fucking usual.
That's because we're too dumb to get the jokes.
Do y'all know what's going on right
have
now?
Have you seen Jurassic Park?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen the goat that gets eaten by the T-Rex? So being an Obama supporter is like rooting for the goat every time you watch Jurassic Park. See?
Yeah.
You get
yeah.
it? Okay. Good.
So no matter how many times you watch that movie, the goat never wins.
Obama doesn't either.
So do y'all know
you
what's going on right now?
Rewind it as many times
right
as you want.
Right now, right this second, right now, live, right now,
the
while
goat,
we're doing this
the
show.
Emmys. The goat.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Oh, I heard about
this. Oh, is he still up there?
He's doing a filibuster. It says he's still up there. He's
oh,
trying
the
to do
filibusters.
It.
Well, hell yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Because you know why he's doing it, don't you? Obamacare.
And I'm not going to move one foot until this shit gets set straight. And everybody's like, all right, fuck you.
Yeah, they said the Senate, half of it emptied out, and then he kept yielding to other people to come take his spot.
No, you start this shit, you gotta finish it.
I yield to you, but I do not give up my spot. He'd step off, someone else come talk, and then...
Oh, never mind, I had a different... I thought you were saying he was trying to get people to yield, like, come do, stand there for him, so he can go pee or something.
Well, they get up there and they talk. And he can't leave the floor. No, he can't leave the floor. So he just stands off the side while they do their shit.
Okay, I say it lasts 12 hours.
It's going to last till at least midnight because that's the How vote goes down go? Tonight, right? I think the vote's tonight.
I will not leave.
Obamacare.
I will not leave. What am I pissed off about again?
Let's do some entertainment news. Do we have an entertainment news theme?
Ooh, we need one of those.
That's
who gives a fuck?
Tonight.
Da, 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 no one gives a shit. Ooh, I can't believe you're fucking me in the butt.
Look at my legs. Grand Theft Auto 5.
What? Look at my legs.
I haven't played it yet, man. I don't want to talk about this. I haven't played it. All I've heard is how badass it is.
We're not talking about how badass it is. We're going to talk about... Okay, we're going to talk about how badass it is. Well... You know, last week I projected that it was going to sell within its first year $1.5 billion. Well, I read the story that
yeah,
it said.
Thank you.
$1.5 billion.
Fuck nut.
Try It did that in its first 24 hours.
Wow. I thought it did $840 million
worldwide
in the first hour or some shit.
1 billion in 24 hours. 1 billion. 1 billion. It's the
That's
first.
That's more than fucking Pitfall.
Fuck
That's more Donkey Kong right there.
Shit, man.
They sold...
favorite game got taken over.
In the...
Pitfall.
It took...
Indiana Jones wannabe motherfucker.
It just broke records all over the place.
That's from Pitfall.
I have an actual list right here that is the other ones that have done $800 million in the first 24 hours. You want to hear them?
Shoot for it, because it's good. Hold on.
Okay, here you go.
Wait. First? $2.25 million for Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, that was a list. I was just reading them.
Okay.
They have none of them come close to it.
2.2.
Which has happened?
2.25
I was doing a list.
2.5 million copies in 24 hours.
That's going to stand up.
That's going in.
Can I bomb more today? What the fuck, guys?
That's going
terrible.
In.
Shit.
No, that one should go in. Because then you'd have me out there going, what the fuck's going on, man? I don't understand this.
Do y'all ever use Metacritic?
Metacritic
on the web. Metacritic.com.
I use Preparation H and Ben Gay. What are you talking about?
You never go to Metacritic?
No, I've never used Metacritic.
It's where they take all the credit, the critic scores, and they give you an average of
like
what everything
Rotten
is.
Like Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Better than Rotten Tomatoes. Better than Rotten
games
Tomatoes.
Instead of movies.
Games and movies and music.
But what about podcast?
Podcast too.
We get a negative four.
We're number 3,487,000.
Negative?
Yes. This got a Metacritic score of 98, and that's the highest game ever rated on Metacritic.
Fuck! So it's going to beat Pitfall.
Yeah, it's beating Pitfall.
Damn it!
You think they'll make another one after making that much money? You think they'll make a Grand Theft Auto 6?
Nah.
Absolutely not.
Jerry Jones will get in on this one.
Matt, Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming.
Oh.
Ooh. That game was cool fun. Game.
Yeah.
You had to run a fucking horse everywhere.
Yeah, bored.
Let's wrap the show up.
Let's do some music.
Music.
New releases this week. Kill the Music Maestro over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll get some of this shit going.
Oh, hey, I got
what is it?
The fix. I got the fix, Dustin.
The fix. Oh, just do you have text? It on you right now?
No, I'm going to watch it first. Sorry.
Oh, I thought we could sit down and watch it together.
You want me to wait and do it that way?
Let's watch it together.
Are you going to Dutch Rudder each other as you're watching it? Are you going to dock each other?
Maybe.
Are both y'all circumcised?
I'm circumcised.
Yeah, I am too. I'm German.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I am circumcised.
What do you think of this? A Skylit Drive, new album Rise. I know these guys.
Rise.
I like to hang out on stage with them quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I take their pictures every time they come to town.
It's they pretty rocking.
Yes. All right.
I wish I were Dustin.
Are you going to tell them that we mentioned them on the show?
Nah.
Well, fuck those guys then.
Nah, I probably will.
Fuck your shitty band.
Did you ever like 65 Days of Static?
Excuse me?
Did you just start it over, or is that the band?
Oh, I like this. This is the way the song goes.
I like it.
This is 65 Days of Static.
No one talk. Shut
up. Badass. Okay.
Quiet.
Oof, oof.
Oh. Mm.
This is Porn Step.
Ugh.
Porn Step.
I did that way too good.
65 Days of Static and their new album, Wild Light. Now, Matt. I came and got the today. This came out.
Play
for
another
you.
Track for that.
Yeah, is that
we'll
it?
We'll come back to it.
Okay,
maybe
someday.
Boy, if you want my
that means never.
You gotta
what
take
the
it
fuck?
Like
you gotta take it like a man, right up the butthole.
From Matt,
before you have fire in your crotch.
Who is it?
You gotta show what you can, baby. They
say it's to love.
Is this Rick Ashley?
Lube up my asshole. Hey girl.
To Cher?
Yes, Cher.
This is
Take It Like a Man is the name of the song.
Is it seriously Cher?
Seriously Cher.
Got it. Already uploaded it.
Oh, there you go. There's the
Already uploaded it. Oh yeah. Yeah, new one.
So I've got
I can't even mention it.
I can't believe she's still doing that.
I raided a bunch from your collection this week, Matt. A ton. From your
besides share?
Yes.
Auto tuner. Auto tuner.
If you want my booty.
Don't bite the
and
dick.
You think I'm a cutie.
Don't bite the dick that fucks you, honey. You got to learn to suck it funny.
This is from Matt's collection. He loves this band.
Flock
this
of Seagulls. Cole. Flock of Seagulls.
What do you think of it though? Really?
Is this Flock of Seagulls?
It's alright. I thought you were going to do this last week. That's what I was like, no, you won't. No, you won't. And you snuck it in this week? Who is it?
It came out this week. You could stream it last week, but it came out this week.
I thought you were going to mention it. It's fucking Kings of Leon. The best whiner ever.
There you go, Jenny. That was just for you.
So... let's talk about this band again.
Ohio.
Why do chicks love this band?
I don't know.
So
I hate them.
Their favorite, their biggest song was Gonorrhea on Fire. So do they have that super gonorrhea that you're talking about?
They like, have to, don't they?
I think so.
It's right. Like, you know how Metallica did the Unforgiven, then they did the Unforgiven 2?
Unforgiven 2, yeah.
Well, they released Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea 2.
This Dick's on Fire.
Yeah.
Matt,
and now,
you are
one,
freaking on point tonight. You're like now. Telepathic man.
Yeah. The telepathic
man. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Is that the blood of your drums?
This is Creeping Death, isn't it?
It's the live album that goes along with their movie. It's their soundtrack for Through the Never.
Yeah.
Which everybody's saying this movie is badass.
Yeah.
God, I love watching them live. Because hard on right now.
They had the cameras go into each of them playing and stuff on stage. so it feels like you're playing with them. And it's all in 3D.
So I have to go to
the
theater to watch
it when it comes out. It'd be awesome.
When is it coming out to all theaters, or we got to go to Dallas, the Angelica, or some shit?
Let's go to the Ridgely and watch it. Let's go to the Ridgely Theater.
Where's it going? Where's it coming out around here?
Another damn confusing song about Christianity.
Hey, Dustin, where can we look this up?
I don't know. Let's look it up online. Let's use Google. Let me Google that for you.
People listen to us, not just
look
in
how good she
Texas.
Looks, too.
That's true. I'm pretty sure you can go to Metallica's website, and I'll tell you where it's at.
Go to Metallica's website and look it up, see if we can go see it.
Now, see if you, will you give me some of the Metallica boxers, too, while you're...
Sammy Hagar released an album.
Don't give a fuck.
Yes, you will, because listen to this abortion.
Abortion?
It's him and his friends.
Listen to this Plan B fucking abortion.
Down in Cabo Wabba?
Son of a
serious?
Bitch bastard.
Are you serious?
Is it Martin? Is it Martin?
Yeah. This is way better than the show I went to the other night.
I'd love Depeche Mode, but come on, dude.
He also did this with Toby Keith, him and Toby. You ready?
Son of a bitch. Nibbling on sponge cake. Jesus Christ.
Imagine that.
Jimmy Buffett.
In your ass.
It's America, so fucking take it.
So,
I like the
Cowboys. So Jimmy, oh, there he is,
Jimmy
right there.
Buffett.
There's Toby.
Jimmy Buffett, Toby Keith, Sammy Hagar.
No, it's just Sammy and Toby doing Jimmy Buffett.
Are these live songs that he did at his little festival he has every year down in Cabo Wabo?
No crowd.
With Baba Wabo?
No, there's no crowd, so they did this in the studio. They took the time to go into the studio and do this right.
It doesn't sound like it. This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And I've heard
this
stuff
is the same
sing.
Guy that used to come out and go, "Hello, baby! Wow!"
Little Richard?
Pound cake. It's got what it takes. So tell me why can this be love?
I'm so... And Willie Nelson released an album called To All the Girls I Have No Idea What's
Let's look at it. Like, if you guys do that one more time, I'm going
to
throw my
just
computer
monitor. Just because Ginny said she likes it doesn't mean I have to do it the entire time. Just one listener and like another 100
I wonder
hated.
If Ginny's hot.
Hey, Ginny. Ginny. Send me a picture, please.
Uh-oh.
Movies real quick. Is, just so you're pooped. World War Z, After Earth. Man.
Brad Pitt.
Did you see that?
World War Z is crazy.
You saw
it's
it?
Good. Yeah. After Earth is the one with...
I heard if you like...
Will Smith and his son.
Yeah.
They have
shit,
to...
Whatever.
I think they have to impregnate each other to carry on
too?
Life. Like, Will Smith has to bang his son in order to carry on the human race.
That's the closest one, huh? It's Arlington.
Okay.
When is it?
Metallica?
I heard if you like World Z,
right now, right?
You like Walking
oh,
Dead shit. That's like
that's
zombies
tempting.
And stuff. And
is it on
Friday.
Saturday too?
What is it?
No, it's probably one of those one night only like the Foo Fighters thing was.
Fuck, because I got to work.
You remember at the beginning of the show I said I had to go pick up my sister-in-law at the airport?
Yeah. God, I'm so done.
On my way there, I heard a song, and I wanted to play this. It is. I wanted to play this for Matt. This is just for you, from me to you, from my heart to you. This came on satellite radio. Or actually, no, it came on the new iTunes radio.
Yes. Is it Joan Jett?
Have y'all played with that?
Yes, I have.
And the new iOS 7?
I have.
It's pretty neat, right?
I put it on the Mastodon channel, and the first song that station.
The one I sent you?
Yeah, the first
my
song
Mastodon
that came on
station.
was Dream Theater.
Oh, it was Oblivion
like, what
for
the
me.
Hell?
What the fuck?
So this came on the Mastodon station. Okay.
Okay,
that's on the way to the airport.
Okay.
And I didn't know they did this.
This sounds like Midlife Crisis by Disturbed.
You're exactly
by Disturbed.
Right.
They actually did it pretty good, too. I don't like Disturbed.
No, they did not.
Is this live, then?
No.
Oh.
This is
are you
terrible.
Serious?
That's pretty cool. Except for when it goes to mode.
No, he doesn't.
I'll let you face no more. Mike Patton's great.
Anybody
singer.
Can do this right here. Anybody.
Is this Disturbed? That sounds good. It's not Mike Patton.
It's not Mike Patton. It's not that bad, though.
What's his name?
He
David?
Does not do a wah-ah-ah in this song, does he?
No way.
If I was Mike Patton, I would shoot him if he did.
Okay, you ready? This is the end of the song.
If he does wah-ah-ah-ah.
This is the end of the song.
And he's going to do a
catch
wah-ah-ah.
Up where you are. Just listen. Just listen okay. How they fuck this up.
What was the rest of it?
They cock rocked it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're right. They destroyed it. They made it Disturby.
What's that new band he's in? He's not Disturbed anymore. He's got some other fucking band he's in.
That's terrible.
Called Believe or something.
Terrible.
I hope Mike Patton shoots him in the fucking throat.
Did you know Five Finger Death Punch did this? This came on the radio station too.
I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
Get down.
Mama said knock you out. Well, I'm gonna knock you out. Come on, everybody! Come on, everybody! Five Finger Death Punch is like the WWE of bands. Come on, everybody, let's get started! Right now!
I like to do something like,
and drum solo!
Yeah.
Come on!
Isn't that your baby mama's favorite band? Huh? Isn't that your baby mama's favorite band?
No, she can't stand them.
I thought she said she loved them.
You're foolish. You're trying to fucking save face for her.
You're trying to. You're
I've
try-
never. She has never
them.
Said she.
You're
she's
trying
never
to get some
told,
push
she
on
said
that.
She
oh,
liked,
oh my
fuck
god.
You. She said she liked a video that they did about Afghanistan and Iraq with the troops. This is the only thing I've ever heard her say about that band.
Hey, listeners, I'm sorry for the 2-hour show we're doing.
We are. All right, last one. Did five you know Five Finger Death Punch did this?
Five Finger Fruit
and it's
Punch.
It's just a. It's just a preview.
Is this CLC? Oh, never
mind. Why can't they leave songs the way they were? Like, why do they have to make them? Come on, everybody!
I wanted us to cover this.
We should have.
We would have destroyed it. I think we, me, you, and Jesse. Which, 4 times this weekend, I was told.
That's mine. This is yours.
What's wrong with Shit. I Was Once Eaten, and what's wrong with Jesse because he was a badass.
You
and
say?
Matt sucked dick, but Jesse was a badass. He carried the band.
Did you say, well, try mixing his drums for 2 years?
All right, I'm done.
I'm done.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go listen to some Five Finger Death Punch.
Some covers of Five Finger Death Punch.
Five Finger Fruit Punch.
Stalking me.
Five Finger Death Punch.
I'm going to knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
Get down. Y'all gonna do anything cool this week? Stuff? Anything?
Yeah, no. I'm gonna sell some weed.
You're gonna sell some weed?
I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Yeah.
Kidding.
What about
I did not sell
else
weed
going on this week?
And Seth doesn't smoke weed.
Yeah, we're just joking. We don't do drugs.
Anything?
I also don't raid.
Y'all gonna go
I'm gonna watch.
Okay,
Fix.
We got some emails about that before I deleted them and like an idiot.
What?
About
rape jokes?
We can't go back to emails right now, sir.
Oh, no. Okay, sorry.
No,
no
do it, because
no,
I want to know what...
You were like, oh, you can't be joking about rape and stuff. It's not funny. I'm like, fuck you, it is. Some emails we got, but I deleted them. I was trying to save them and move them over because I was drunk and stupid.
Are they people from around here? Because rape is accepted in Tarrant County.
It's surprise
rape
sex.
Is huge in
Duh.
The mid-cities.
It's...
Broncos has a rape...
Okay, that's...
yeah.
Right
a $2 rape, you call it.
I think that's going to be the show, guys.
Let's go kill a hooker!
Let's go kill hookers!
I'm Matt Stubbs.
I'm Seth.
Thank you for listening to our 10th
I'm
anniversary
so sorry
show.
About
Wait,
this
no,
show.
I mean, it's
I'm
show
so
number
sorry.
10.
Greatest show ever.
Perfect.
I'm Perfect. Sorry.
I can hit the post on this one. Watch.
Send,
right here, here we go.
Prayers to Kenya.
Have a good week.
You didn't start singing there.
Oh, no, I missed it.
Matt can't even hit his own intro right here.
There's a story that you told to me that the day we die is the day we fly. But there's some of you who won't see this view, and that some of you lives and looks like you. You can read, you can write, but you just can't think like 80 others, 'cause you know you'll burn. Scream, you can fight, but you just won't see light.
to me. Won't control me. What you forced on me was what.